Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Encouragement for pastors. Are you a pastor who is feeling discouraged? Or do you know a pastor who has become frustrated by what isn't happening in their church? If so, please keep listening because I have something special for you. When I was interviewed on the 200 Churches podcast with Jeff Keady, I tried to speak an encouraging word to my fellow pastors, especially those who were discouraged to the point of wanting to throw in the towel. If that's you, I hope that you will take 2 minutes to listen to this short clip.
So as we land the plane, Craig, is there anything in particular you want to stress? Maybe the thesis or the big idea that we're going to find in your book or something else you want to leave our listeners with?
I wrote this book really to be an encouragement to pastors. And I'm sure you've heard the same anecdote that I've heard as I don't know that it's necessarily true, but I know that a lot of pastors, it's Monday morning that they're writing their letter of resignation because they say, boy, you know, I poured my heart out yesterday. And what difference am I really making? And that's the pastor that I would want to put my arm around and say, if God has called you to this place, he called you here specifically. He called you here on purpose. And before you ever came here, he had already equipped you and prepared you for what you needed to do here. And you may never know the difference that you're making in somebody's life. Because I've experienced, and I think most of us have, that usually the people that speak up are the ones that want to complain. The people that have a compliment or like what's going on, sadly, they often stay silent. And so we can't give in to those negative voices. People can be fickle in what they want. We see in Jesus's first sermon in Luke chapter 4, it says, they all spoke well of him. And then just a couple verses later on, the same group is ready to push him off the edge of a cliff. And so you can't gauge that. Ultimately, what all of us should be working for is those words from Jesus that say, well done, good and faithful servant. My job, your job as a pastor, we're just here to serve people and to shepherd them and to love them. The results, as far as the growth goes, those are up to God. God's going to be the one that is going to make the growth as he sees fit. But my job is just to faithfully minister and shepherd those sheep. I hope that there's pastors that hear this and take that to heart. Maybe they're contemplating, you know, am I being successful or not? And so just hear me say, if you are faithfully doing what God's called you to do, if you're giving your best effort, you're not just mailing it in or going through the motions, then you are going to hear those words from Jesus. Well done, good and faithful servant.
I've never seen the actual research, but I've heard the story enough to believe that it's probably true that more pastors write their letters of resignation on Monday morning than on any other day. That's understandable. All week, pastors prepare to deliver a message on Sunday, and then they pour out their hearts as they minister to those who have come to church. But when they look around for those who didn't come to church, or when they see only apathy in those who did come to church, or perhaps worst of all, when all they hear are complaints, it's understandable how frustration and discouragement can creep in and even overwhelm. So back in their office on Monday morning, facing the prospect of another week that seems to be shaping up to feel unsuccessful again, many pastors choose to resign. My heart goes out to these pastors. In fact, I had these very pastors in mind as I wrote my book, Shepherd Leadership. As we are at the start of a new year, I would like to make a special offer for pastors. For just $12, I will send you an autographed copy of my book and a download link to get the audiobook of Shepherd Leadership for free. All you need to do is complete the form that I've shared in the show notes, and I'll have the materials right out to you. I'm praying for you, my friend, that you will allow God to use the message in this book to encourage you to persevere and thrive despite the challenges you are facing.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.